But Stephanie Miles is not just any sort of journalist, Beaver. She is the number one tennis journalist in the land of Canada. She joins us on the line. Welcome to you, Stephanie, and thanks for holding.
Oh, that's a big introduction. I hope I can live up to that.
You'll be right, Stephanie. If you can play as well on the radio as Felix AA played the other night in the first two sets, you'll be actually taking our job. Wasn't that an amazing performance? Sadly, he couldn't go on with it.
It really was. You know, I think with every time he's been deep into a Grand Slam, which has happened the last three, he's taken a bit of a step up. In this particular one, he was playing so well at the beginning that he was basically unbeatable. Now, that's a tough level to keep up for three, four
yep.
sets, but he played an opponent who pulled out every trick in the book. And I'm not saying he was dirty. I'm not saying he did anything wrong. He just made changes. He changed the tempo. You know, he changed his tactics. He did everything that he could to try and turn things around. And he did, you know, I mean, that is why Daniil Medvedev already has a Grand Slam title in a very tough era. And Felix Auger-Aliassime, who I think will win some, you know, is not there yet.
I couldn't believe he lost, to be honest. I thought his first two sets were the best two sets I've seen for the year. I've said that a couple of times already this week. And yet he did find a way to lose that game. Clearly there's some just maturity to continue on. But he was a child prodigy, was he not? And he's been coming for a period of time. He has got movement that compares, one of the few that compares to Federer, in my view.
Especially because he's a much bigger fella than Federer is. You know, I think Tsitsipas is also a 6'4" guy who moves pretty well. You know, he has suffered a little bit from having been so good so young
yep.
and doing things where they go, well, the only younger players who ever did this was Rafael Nadal and, you know, stuff like that. And so people forget he's only 21
yeah.
and he's still learning. And so, you know, again, I agree with you that those first two sets he played were completely off the charts, but they were also above his best level, I think, you know? And so at this stage of his career, it's really tough to keep that up right until the end. I mean, you must sit there and think to yourself, oh my goodness, I've never played this good, you know, tennis this well in my life.
Yeah.
You know, what am I doing right? And then once you start thinking, it's tough. But I think that he showed in those two sets that he could do it. And I think the more he goes along, he'll be able to prolong that stretch of top level tennis even long enough to win a match like the one he lost here.
So you got Felix, you got Shapovalov, who's been coming for a period of time. Both are in the quarterfinals. And you've got Milos Raonic, who I thought would win one a couple of years ago, fell off the perch, and doesn't appear to have become, or doesn't appear to have emerged from injury issues that he suffered 24 months ago.
Exactly. I spoke to him a couple of weeks ago, actually, and he's sort of laying low. He was trying to get ready for here, but he just wasn't. And, you know, I think his moment to win a major came and went about
yep.
5 years ago, and his body just won't allow it. Now, he still has time, so we'll see what happens over the course of 2022. But you know, it's a tough one for him. He just doesn't have a body built for tennis, and
yeah.
it just kept breaking on him.
He's
you know, Sterling Canada also on the women's side has some good names too. So, like, we're doing okay. You know, he set the tone, and now they're following in his footsteps.
Yeah, sometimes you need a leader to who may not go all the way, but it gives the younger people some a pathway. Tell us what's changed in Canada that you're starting to produce a quorum or a couple or two or three at the same time. Is it system or is it just cyclical?
No, you know what? I'm with Killer. It's the mushroom thing.
Right.
It's basically just about getting lucky. And the reason I say that is because it's not the program, the national sort of development program has produced Felix, who had a father who was a tennis coach and who is such a phenom that I feel like he would have made it anyways. You know, it produced Bianca Andreescu, who's, you know, really sort of struggling right about now, but who won a major. But everybody else has come through differently. You know, Shapovalov had nothing basically to do with the national system.
Yep.
He had his own path, and so it obviously cost him a lot more money to do it because they weren't covering it. Leila Fernandez, who made the U.S. Open final, last fall, also didn't get help from the Federation. She did her own thing with her father, you know, so there really is no system that has created them, and they don't really have anybody in the pipeline right now. So, you know, it's not, again, it's luck. You hope that you find these great athletes who choose your sport,
yep.
and then you go from there. Italy's a little bit different because Italy has, number one, a great tennis tradition, number two, a lot of very, very good coaches, and number three, they have a system of challenger tournaments and lower-level tournaments, a lot of tournaments that players can compete in and get better at without having to travel a lot, without incurring all the expenses of going all over the place. So they have a great infrastructure in place, and the difference now is that where their players back in the 80s were like little short guys, now they're sort of also growing these colossal creatures,
yep.
like Matteo Berrettini and Sinner, you know, who benefit from that system, and they have a lot of depth in the system too. So I think their long-term ongoing prospects are probably better than Canada. But again, you know what? The next great champion might come from Bolivia or Kyrgyzstan or whatever. There are 150 countries trying to develop tennis players. So it really is. A lot of it is just random dumb luck.
Changing tack, Stephanie, who do you like tomorrow night? And can you mount a case for Danielle Collins to cause the upset for our world number one?
You know, I could mount a case for her, not necessarily because she's a better tennis player, because she's not. You know, Ashley Barty is by far the best tennis player on the women's side. But she's dealing with the pressure of it having been 44 years since a woman won the Australian Open title. And let's be honest, it was pretty different back then. And she seemed impervious to it so far. She's been dominant, but she's not been in the final. She's not been two sets away from doing it. And her opponent is not somebody who I don't think is going to crack under the pressure of having a whole country against her. Danielle Collins is an absolute beast. She's been through way worse things in her life than losing a tennis match. And she just goes out there and she imposes her presence. And she makes you know that she's there. And she doesn't need to have the crowd with her to play her best tennis. Now, I think Barty's going to win, but I hope at least it's going to be a good final after the two dead semifinals we had yesterday.
Indeed, Stephanie, you've been a star. We really appreciate you joining us, and we've got your number. We're coming back to you next year. All the best.
Thanks for having me.